Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Find out what's going on in the world, the state,
and in your own backyard.
This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
It's 5 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm Nate Wuggehow, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. People on Medicare say they're being billed for COVID-19 tests that they didn't order or didn't get. Senator Tammy Baldwin says she wants the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services to get to the bottom of it. She also wants assurance that people's benefits are safe. 2 years ago, the government launched a program that paid for as many as 8 COVID-19 tests for people with Medicare plan. Part B. The program ended in May, but many people are complaining that they're getting charged for test kits that they didn't ask for. Quick Trip now confirms its system outage was caused by a cyber attack. Brittany Merlot reports.
The outage that started a week ago Monday affected everything from the convenience store's app to its website, payroll systems, and its customer rewards program. A company spokesman says that there's no indication the hackers got a hold of customers' credit card information. The customer rewards system is back online, but as of this morning, the Quick Trip app and website were still down. I'm Brittany Merlot, Civic Media News.
School officials are pulling 33 books off the shelves at Menominee Falls High School this week. The school district says the books violate the district's policy against materials with sexually explicit content and profanity. The banned books include classics like Toni Morrison's The Bluest Eyes, Kurt Vonnegut's Slaughterhouse-Five, and Khaled Hosseini's The Kite Runner. The Journal Sentinel reports it's one of the most sweeping book bans in Wisconsin in recent years. Drunk drivers in Wisconsin may someday have to pay child support if they kill a parent or guardian in a crash. Terry Bell reports.
State lawmakers heard testimony on a pair of bills yesterday. Cecilia Williams came to Madison from Missouri to testify. A tragedy in her family was the impetus for a new law in her state 2 years ago.
It is not going to make anybody rich. And we all know this. But what it's going to do is it's going to show that there are consequences to one's actions.
Under the bills, victims could still sue a driver for financial damages, but any money awarded would offset the amount of restitution. Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
The Wisconsin soldier who entered North Korea this summer is charged with desertion. Travis King is from Racine. He spent about 2 months in North Korea after he fled across the border from South Korea in July. He'd just been released from a South Korean jail and was facing more punishment in the Army and the U.S. Charging documents also accuse King of insubordination and of kicking or punching superior officers. King could be sentenced to 5 years in prison. And that's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Nate Wuggehow, and this is Civic Media News.
For the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwaba. Here's what you need to know. One man is dead and another injured after a pickup truck rear-ended a tractor. The Monroe County Sheriff's Office says the crash happened a little after 2 p.m. on Highway 12 in the town of Lincoln. The driver of the pickup was a 78-year-old man from Warrens. He was pronounced dead at the scene. The impact caused the tractor to roll over into a ditch, seriously injuring the tractor driver, a 54-year-old man from Toma. The crash is under investigation. Authorities have identified a man killed in a shootout with Fond du Lac police last Saturday night. The victim is 34-year-old Kyle Massey. Massey was sitting in a car when police approached after getting a call regarding a disturbance that involved weapons. Massey and Deputy Blaine Evans exchanged gunfire that killed Massey and injured a Fond du Lac canine deputy who was part of the response team. The dog, Iroh, is expected to recover. Pete Schwaba, WGBW 97.9 News.
The Bucks wrap up the preseason tonight. Good afternoon, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks host the Memphis Grizzlies tonight at Fiserv Forum. Tip-off time, 7 o'clock. Chris Middleton coming off that knee surgery in May. Expected to see his first action tonight. The Bucks making roster moves, releasing Drew Timmy and signing Glenn Robinson III. The son of the big dog, Glenn Robinson, the number one overall pick from Milwaukee back in 1994. And then there's the Terry Stotts story, a former Milwaukee Bucks head coach who rejoined the team this spring as an assistant, resigning yesterday. Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin.
You know, it was Terry's decision, and I respected that. We did have a great conversation. I can't disclose, you know, what we spoke about out of respect for him, but We're still excited about the season.
Stotts was the Trailblazers head coach while Damian Lillard was there.
Everybody was kind of surprised by it. You know, it kind of came out of nowhere. But for me, knowing Terry as long as I've known him, you know, playing for him for 9 years, and to see him go is unfortunate. You know, it's sad to see him go, but everything is still moving forward.
Baseball, the Diamondbacks beating the Phillies 2-1 in Arizona. Philly leads the series 2-1. The Astros over the Rangers 10-3 to tie that series at 2 games apiece. In college women's volleyball, Wisconsin ranked number 1 with an important match in Nebraska tomorrow night against the number 2 ranked Cornhuskers. Both teams undefeated 18-0. The match begins tomorrow night at 7 o'clock and good seats in Lincoln going as high as $400 a ticket. College football, the Badgers at Illinois tomorrow afternoon. The kickoff in Champaign at 2:30. Wisconsin with a new quarterback, Braden Locke, in his first start. Head coach Luke Fickell says he seems to have the support of his teammates.
Guys rallying around him, guys understanding who he is, guys having confidence and belief in him. We got a small glimpse of what he has been able to do just this past week in a very tough situation. But I think this will be a different thing for him walking in the door knowing what he's got to be able to do.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, Dom's favorite day of the week, Friday! Woo, woo. The happier happy hour. That's our happiest hour of the week. So welcome to it. Have a little fun with us. Join us. We air the grievances on Friday. Yours could be next. I've got a few, Dom. Cheese Bros, guilty. But only a $5,000 fine, a slap on the wrist. And I know we are protecting the evidentiary stuff for the DA in Fulton County, Fonny Willis. I know why, but I want it now, Danny. I want the trial. I want the evidence laid out for the public. Me and Andrew from Verona, we're adamant about this. Also, Dominic, Trump was gagged today. But what's that mean? A $5,000 fine? That's like a Cheese Bro size fine, man. That is insignificant. This guy's supposed to be a multi-billionaire or whatever. What's a $5,000 fine supposed to do?
It's a $5,000 fine, man. It's still a lot of money for most people.
Judicially symbolic, Dom?
It is absolutely symbolic because he shouldn't be doing the things that he's doing. And my understanding, the judge told Trump and his attorneys that it could get worse if he continues to do things like this. I think, what's he supposed to do? Bring a $50,000 fine or a $500,000 fine? I mean, that's no one ever does anything like that. No one's getting a $500,000 fine for, violating a gag order from a judge. So
how about you threaten to throw his ass in jail?
I think as if it continues, I believe that was expressed by the judge. But for Trump not taking down one of the post somewhere was missed or purposefully let up, doesn't really matter. They found it. It was reported to the judge. The judge fined him. Trump and his team took it down. End of that particular story. Is it gonna make him worry about paying the cable bill? No, probably not. But it has to be reasonable and customary. And a $50,000 or $500,000 fine is not going to be reasonable or customary.
Well, and here's the other big story of the 2 weeks now. Once, twice, three times, loser. Jim Jordan has now withdrawn his candidacy. Nobody was really taking him up on his offer anyways, Don. Right. But after 3 votes, each time losing more of his caucus, first it was 20, then it was 21. Today, third time, the charm, he lost 25 of his own caucus. They went behind closed doors, and he does not have the faith or confidence
behind closed doors
of the Republicans.
Voted 112-86 to make him remove his name for consideration for Speaker of the House.
Don't they call that 86 in a guy?
His candidacy has been 86, Gertie.
So who's next? Who's because it's just
this more guy from Michigan, or I mean, who is next? Who's gonna get the votes if these guys didn't?
How about
Pete
Sessions from Texas? He's announced his speakership candidacy. Dom, he's in it to win it as well. At least I've heard of him. Looks a lot like Jeff Sessions.
I think if the Republicans are serious, they need to engage the Democrats. You know, there's a Speaker pro tem in there right now. We heard former Speaker McCarthy talk about when he put the current Speaker, McHenry, I believe his name, on the list to take over if something were to happen to McCarthy. He expected that he would be able to run the floor, that he wouldn't be limited in his duties. I think my impression from Hakeem Jeffries and the Democrats is, you know, he'd be fine in that position as it stands. Now, my understanding, you know, the hardcore Republicans, they don't want McHenry there. They want something different. So, I mean, McHenry could be the guy if they can cut a deal, but then you got to talk to and work with and govern with the Democrats and, you know, the blow it up caucus, the Hateful Eight. They want no part of that. But perhaps if they can't, you know, if they go through another round of this, first it was, you know, McCarthy, he got axed by what, Gates and the other seven. Then it was Scalise, couple of days, he's out. Jordan made a run at it three times, he's out. You know, sooner or later, you're going to run out of people to step up to that position, especially if they continue to get less and less votes from the caucus. You know, there's a bunch of Democrats sitting over there. All you need are five to vote for Hakeem. I'm just saying, man. But even if that's not the case, and I understand practically it's probably not going to happen, there's still something that could be done to empower the pro tem speaker to at least get the government running just in time to shut it all down, question mark?
Dominic, if the Republicans aren't going to move on, I don't want to either. Let's enjoy this. Let's relish the three-time loser that is Jim Jordan. I got a little piece over at the Post. The simple reason that Jim Jordan's speaker bid was in deep trouble. Philip Pump, here's a little of this piece, Dom. There are two categories of Americans who do not understand that Rep. Jim Jordan, Republican of Ohio, bid to be Speaker of the House is doomed. One category is people who are not paying any attention to the dysfunction in Congress, group to whom we must all grant some grudging admiration. The other category is Rep. Jim Jordan of Ohio. Jim Jordan was rejected in his bid for the speakership Tuesday. He was rejected by a wider margin Wednesday. He was rejected by a wider margin still Friday. And the response from his team in the immediate aftermath of that third failure, onward to the fourth.
Dom, Damn the torpedoes.
This is not simply willful blindness, though it does seem as though Jordan's plan at the moment is simply to keep holding votes for himself until his caucus just gets tired of it and says, fine. But if that's the plan, and who really knows? The decline in support that Jordan has suffered over the course of the week has a very specific trend that should make it obvious that it won't work. And since Jordan started pushing for the position, we've presented the votes in the context of House Republican caucus ideology, from least to most conservative, according to vote view analysis, and how each member's district voted in 2020, blah, 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 blah. And from that, we can depict the 25 votes in opposition to Jordan in the third vote. They're shown in purple. Well, there's a lot of people out there, Republicans, who oppose Jordan. And what do you know, Dom? Many of them are from districts that Joe Biden won by sometimes over 20 points.
Wow.
It's like they don't want to get on the MAGA bandwagon, Dom. Right. Dom, here's, again, I'm using a visual on the radio that always works so well. You can see the obvious pattern, writes Bump. The anti-Jordan dots sit closer to the less extreme, less pro-Trump end of the spectrum. The opposite end of the spectrum from Jordan himself, in fact. So it's the moderates that are holding out on Jim Jordan, just so we're clear. Blah, 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 blah. I just like to rub it in. You're three times a loser, Jim Jordan. Three times a loser. I mean,
we do it.
Enough said, as far as I'm concerned.
We do have some sound. Let's get to it. We have some sound pre-vote, and then we have some sound post-vote. Nate, we're going to need your help on this. Thank you for doing all the hard work today, my friend. Let's hear. Here is Jim Jordan before the third lost vote. The fastest way to get the house open. Here's Jim. Cut one.
The fastest way to get to work for the American people is to elect a speaker so the house can be open and we can get things done.
Yeah, it's also the best thing, too. Didn't we hear a Republican say that yesterday? Listen, you know, words of wisdom just oozing out of this Republican caucus. Let's play cut two. Who's the best candidate?
I got 200 votes, the speaker designee from my colleagues. The sooner we can get this accomplished, the better for the American people who expect us to work for them and for our friends and allies like the great state of Israel.
Yeah, well, you know, here's news.
It's all about the Jews.
You didn't get it. More from Jordan before the vote today. Cut three.
Picked up a few. We lost a few. I think the ones we lost can come back. So, look, there's been multiple rounds of votes for speaker before.
15 for McCarthy, right?
So we got.
I'm not up to 15 yet.
Right. What's the problem? One more from Jordan pre-vote today. Cut four, please, Nate.
We need to do what we said we were going to do. We need to do what we told them we were going to do when they elected us and put us in office. And frankly, we can't do that if the house isn't open. And if we can't open the house until we get a speaker.
You know, and I get your point. You know, your constituents, you know, the 700 some thousand people, whatever the number is that each congressional district holds, they sent you to do a job. Here's the problem. You know, a lot of other people send other people to do a different job. And then you and your job have to work with people to do a different job, right? And those folks, the Democrats, they are united behind Akeem Jeffries. If you guys want to play ball and do some governance, I bet you could probably pull a few off and get them to help you. But you can't do that because your crazy-ass caucus doesn't want anyone working with Democrats. So this is all on you. Also, pre-vote, McCarthy, let's hear what he had to say. Cut number five.
Being speaker is not an easy job, especially in this conference.
Oh, you made it look easy.
But I've seen Jim spend his entire career fighting for freedom.
Freedom!
No matter what, no matter the odds, and I know he is ready for the job.
I disagree.
Apparently, other folks did not agree with former Speaker McCarthy, now endorsing Jordan today. Here, cut number six, please. More McCarthy.
As the leader of the Judiciary Committee, Jim has passed more bills through the House in just 3 years than the entire Democrat leadership team that has their collective 28 years in Congress.
Do you think McCarthy...
That is totally wrong, but go ahead.
Do you think McCarthy slurs judiciary to do it the way Trump said it? And you're right. Kevin McCarthy has actually passed some meaningful legislation as a congressman. So has Steve Scalise. But you know who never has?
Jordan.
Jim Jordan. Zero pieces of legislation signed into law over like a 16-year career, Dom. What would you say you do here?
Well, you throw bombs. You hold press conferences. You pick fights. What you're not doing is governing. What you're not doing is reaching across the aisle. What you're not doing is coalescing support around you. That was the audio. That was the before the vote today. We have more audio after the vote. What did Jim Jordan have to say after he was rejected for a third time? The worst vote. What did McCarthy have to say after he endorsed Jordan? What's he have to say? Well, stick around. I'll come back. We'll hear it. 844.
Three times a loser.
2789. We're the Devil's Advocates. Happy Friday. Come back with us.
Mads here with the Mad Music Menu, your new curated weekly selection of delectable music treats local DJs will be spinning all across town. Follow along on Instagram at Mad Music Menu. Today, Friday, October 20th, we start at Bandit Taco with Audio Max spinning from 7 to 11 p.m. Jeff K is setting the mood at Notchfield from 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. And starting at 10 p.m. is 92.7's very own Mad Unity Radio Show with a special analog set featuring guest Paul Gordon as well as host Cosmo Brown. And I'll be making an appearance to tell y'all why I started this menu.
DJ Coale caps off our night at Rigby from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. And big shout out to Kitty Spit and Clown Baby, two Madison DJs throwing it down at Pull the Shea Club in Chicago from 9 p.m. to 2 a.m. If you're heading down to the Windy City, go support these talented DJs. Come out and support these fantastic local legends and dance locally. Remember to follow at Mad Music Menu on Instagram for a fresh new menu every Wednesday at noon.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Here's your updated forecast. Chance for scattered showers tonight. Otherwise, overcast skies. Lows level off around 41. Northerly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Scattered rain showers again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 50. Overcast. Partly cloudy tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 33. Mainly sunny skies and calm Sunday with daytime highs approaching 51. 56. Chance for scattered rain showers Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 56.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
60% of the time, they're right every time. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Happy Friday to us all, airing the grievances. Phone lines open. We'll get there shortly at 844-967-2789. Crew, before we went to the break, we're playing some audio of McCarthy and Jim Jordan prior to the vote today. And I think we should put a little bow on it and hear what they had to say after the vote was concluded. Let's start back with Jordan, a little out of order here. Here's what Jordan had to say after losing three times a loser. Cut number 12, please.
We need to come together and figure out who our speaker is going to be. I'm going to work as hard as I can to help that individual so that we can go help the American people.
Lots of helping going on right now with these Republicans. One more from Jordan, cut 13.
I told the conference it was an honor to be their speaker designee, but I felt it was important that we all know, get an answer to the question if they wanted me to continue in that role. And so we put the question to them. They made a different decision.
Yeah, 112-86. They 86'd his candidacy, Crudy. Let's see. McCarthy, former Speaker McCarthy, also after he nominated Jordan for Speaker, so eloquent today, talking about the Democrat and necessary. Here's what he had to say after Jordan lost. Let's play cut number 9.
We are in a very bad position as a party, one that has won the majority, one that America has entrusted us with, that a simple 8 people have put us in this place.
And I would also, I mean, would those 8 people have had the opportunity to put them in this place had not McCarthy in his quest to become speaker gave all the power away to those 8 people that could call his ass to the floor anytime they wanted to? I mean, you put up the circumstances for this, Mr. McCarthy, not just those 8 folks. You laid it for them. You agreed to the terms of the deal, man. And now it's all on them. Maybe if it didn't agree to it, you wouldn't have been here, but maybe you wouldn't have been speaker either. A little more from McCarthy. Cut number 10.
The crazy 8s led by Gates, the amount of damage they have done to this party and to this country is insurmountable.
The crazy 8s led by Gates going to lead you down to hell's gate. I mean, I think I got like a song or a rap, something coming out of here. But I know McCarthy's working on it. He's probably got a meme out there already. One more from McCarthy. Cut number 11, please.
Unfortunately, Jim is no longer going to be the nominee. We'll have to go back to the drawing board.
And what does that look like? I'm really anxious to know how the Republicans are going to come out of this one. But there is a piece up the hill, Crudy. Folks are lining up, man. Now that this, you know, what? Scalise is out. McCarthy's obviously out. Jordan's out. Now it's anybody's ballgame, man. Anybody can get in.
Really? Anybody?
Anybody.
Here's one I would suggest, Tom, before you rattle off a bunch of Republicans our audience hasn't heard of. maybe Hakeem Jeffries. And I know that seems like a pipe dream, but do you know a couple of Republican members of Congress have stepped away from D.C., including Derek Van Orden from the 3rd CD? Derek Van Orden apparently took his ass to Israel overnight. And here's what's interesting, Dom. Rep. Jim Jordan is planning to pummel his opponents into submission this weekend by holding multiple votes, right? Well, maybe not. The problem, however, is that many Republicans have said they're not sticking around over the weekend, which means that the GOP has to be very careful about holding speaker votes this weekend because they could up inadvertently electing Rep. Hakeem Jeffries as speakers if they don't have an accurate count of which members are present and which have left. Well, that to me, Dom, says they're not even in a position to take a vote. But a little bit more from this article at the Raw story. In fact, one Jordan ally, Rep. Derek Van Orden, is already in Israel to conduct a fact-finding mission. Which Israeli teens is he going to scream at?
He'll find some. And that's what he does.
He flatly says he sees no path for the Jordan victory. Well, he was prescient in that regard, Dom. The House has now gone more than 2 weeks without a speaker after, you know, Gates pushed McCarthy out. And Dom, I would point out, it has gotten occasionally loud here in Madison. I'm about one block from the Wisconsin State Capitol in the world headquarters of Civic Media. But here's what's going on. There is a pro-Israel concert going on the square right now. And my understanding is there's also a pro-Palestine movement marching and protesting going on the Wisconsin Square right now as well. So what could possibly go wrong?
Express your thoughts peacefully. 844-967-2789. Perhaps Dynamo Dave. Dynamo Dave from Duluth. Welcome, Dave. What do you got for us?
Hey, Dave.
Thank you for taking my call on the greatest radio show ever. Hey, three things. Now, without Speaker of the House, isn't the Speaker of the House supposed to be like the third line if we lose the President and the Vice President?
Yep.
And so aren't we in? What happens now if we have no Speaker of the House? Where does it go after that? And it goes to that guy that was Reagan's dude, remember way back when? There's two other things I want to ask you. There's Representative Tom Emmer, who's in the district of Michelle Bachmann, if you remember that gal.
Oh, yeah.
He's the replacement. He seems a little more reasonable. But back about 3 weeks ago or whenever McCarthy lost his job, he threw his hat in the race right away. And then, I don't know, it was Newsweek or somebody reported that they rejected him outright because of the MAGA side saying, hey, you said back in the last congressional election to just drop Trump as far as any sort of thing to run on. And so they kind of blackballed him. And now apparently he's thrown his hat in the ring. And I wanted to say one other thing, but I want you to get your comment on him as Speaker of the House. And then lastly, you get the saying the tail is wagging the dog. Now, the Republican Party, you got Trump wagging the whole Republican caucus, at least the MAGAs. And he's like a wood tick that's replaced a tail on a dog and he's wagging
him. As colorful as that is, and as much as I'd like to get more of that illustration, we got to take a brief break.
MAGA causes Lyme's disease, I think is what he said to me. Is that what he said? I think that's what he said, Dave. Watch out for those ticks.
We got our sports reporter, Mike Clemens, coming up, previewing a Badger weekend, a Packer weekend, and a Bucks preseason finale tonight on these Civic Media.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning, and the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Andy Field. Two Americans, a mother and daughter, held hostage in Gaza, released today by Hamas. Israeli officials say Judith Renan and her daughter, 17-year-old Natalie, now being cared for by the Red Cross. Secretary of State Antony Blinken giving credit to Qatar for brokering the hostage release with Hamas, but offered few details as the U.S. works to get other hostages released.
Two American citizens held by Hamas since October 7th were released. These two Americans are now safely in the hands of Israeli authorities in Israel.
There are growing calls for the U.S. to do more to help Palestinians and Americans with dual passports to get out of Gaza. Humanitarian aid expected to flow into the southern border crossing with Egypt this weekend. In Washington, House Republicans stripping the Speaker of the House nomination from Congressman Jim Jordan after three House floor votes failed to win enough Republicans for a majority. This is ABC News.
Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know. Police gave over 550 citations and arrested almost 50 drivers in a traffic safety mission. Green Bay Police partnered with the Brown County Sheriff's Office, Ashwaubenon Public Safety, and the Wisconsin State Patrol. The initiative tracked data over a nine-day period in September. The multi-agency effort resulted in 563 citations and 586 warnings, primarily for speeding. 48 arrests were made, 24 of those were OWIs. Let's keep it on the roads. Here's Civic Media's Brittany Merlot.
A semi-truck driver was arrested after a crash in Waupaca yesterday. Authorities were called just before 7 p.m. to the area of Highway 10 and Highway 2254, where the semi-truck driver failed to turn while taking the eastbound exit on Highway 10, rolling the semi onto its side. The driver was able to exit with no injuries, but was arrested for an OWI.
Pete Schwabe, WGBW 97.9 News.
Football season is back, and no matter which home team you root for, there's one thing everyone in the Midwest can agree on. If you're tailgating or grilling at home, nothing beats a freshly baked Village Hearth bun. An old-fashioned hot dog bun is the perfect accompaniment for a brat or a hot dog and all the toppings your little heart desires. And for the best burgers, you just can't beat the Village Hearth classic bun. So head to the store and pick up some Village Hearth buns. The weekend is almost here.
Mads here with the Mad Music Menu, your new curated weekly selection of delectable music treats local DJs will be spinning all across town. Follow along on Instagram at Mad Music Menu.
Today, Friday, October 20th, we start at Bandit Taco with Audio Max spinning from 7 to 11 p.m. Jeff K is setting the mood at Notchfield from 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. And starting at 10 p.m. is 92.7's very own Mad Unity Radio Show with a special analog set featuring guest Paul Gordon as well as host Kylo Brown. And I'll be making an appearance to tell y'all why I started this menu. DJ Koale caps off our night at Rigby from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. And big shout out to Kitty Spit and Clown Baby, two Madison DJs throwing it down at Pull the Shea Club in Chicago from 9 p.m. to 2 a.m. If you're heading down to the Windy City, go support these talented DJs.
Come out and support these fantastic local legends and dance locally. Remember to follow at Mad Music Menu on Instagram for a fresh new menu every Wednesday at noon.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Grass-fed, locally raised, 100% organic. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, rolling through the Friday Happier Happy Hour. Dominic, I'm happy because our own sports reporter from Civic Media, Mike Clemens, is joining right now. Mike, it's a Badger weekend. It's a Packer weekend. It's the Bucks preseason finale. A lot of stuff going on this weekend, brother. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, hey, Mike.
Exciting stuff. A lot of good stuff going on this weekend. How are you guys?
I'm doing pretty good. It's Friday. Dom's already got one foot in the Northwoods. He's already at his cabin house.
Well done.
We argue. Apparently, he doesn't like my vocabularies. Yeah, I make words up mostly, Mike.
Yeah.
Mike, let's talk about the Bucks. Because some of our audience members may not realize we're going to go big with the Bucks. Six Civic Media markets will cover the Milwaukee Bucks 82 regular season games. Tonight, the last preseason game. I believe it's the Grizzlies in Milwaukee tonight. A lot of excitement about this team and the new addition. What can you tell us about the end of the preseason, Michael?
And Dave does a great job of calling the play-by-play in those, too. From the game standpoint, You know, first you saw Damian Lillard and Giannis Antetokounmpo playing together, getting 20 minutes in the other night, combined 30 points. But tonight it's going to be Chris Middleton coming off of the knee surgery. He had surgery on his right knee when the season was over last May, and they've been sprinkling him in. They had him some five-on-five in practice. So tonight Middleton's supposed to get some minutes at home at Fiserv Forum tonight against the Grizzlies. But, I mean, Mike, weren't you kind of stunned to see Terry Stotts leaving just before the season gets started?
What's that all about?
I didn't even read beyond the headlines, Mike, because I haven't had a chance, man. Life gets busy. But tell us what's going on here.
Yeah, well, this broke, you know, yesterday about the noon hour. Like, it's like you got to start making calls to confirm. I mean, here they are getting ready for the preseason. They got their opener at home next week, Thursday night, on a lot of our stations when they host the 76ers. And it's like, well, did he get fired or what's going on? And, you know, to his credit, Adrian Griffin, the new head coach, comes out and talked to a couple of reporters and said, well, why did he leave? He said, you know, you probably have to talk to Terry about that. But I had forgotten that Terry Stotts actually started his career as an assistant for the Bucks under the Senator back in the late 90s, and then later came back and became the Bucks head coach, had a few years there, got let go, and then he got the job with the Portland Trail Blazers. 11 years, 9 of those out there. He was out there with Lillard, best 9 years of his career. Then, you know, they fired Terry. They're kind of in a rebuild. That's why Damian wanted to get out of there, gets traded to Milwaukee. So then we talked to Damian in person for Media Day just a couple of weeks ago. He's like, I'm excited to work with Giannis. When my agent said, you know what, it's Milwaukee, he thought, hey, you know, I've been there enough times. It's kind of like Portland. I think I'd adjust that and move the family. But then Terry Stotts is there. I'm the guy that was there for the best years, the prime of my years of my career. So looking forward to it. And so he's hired as like the top assistant. And what I've heard is there was an incident the other night when they were on the road preseason against the Thunder in Oklahoma City. Pre-game, it kind of looked like Terry was frustrated about something, maybe going at it with Griff, as they call him, the new head coach. And all that Adrian Griffin would say is, look, Terry came in, we sat down, we talked about it. I'm not going to reveal what those discussions were, but he's decided to, you know, move in another direction. And so, we wish him well.
And
kind of weird.
Mike, we've seen the Bucks make some late player moves. They've waived three players, Amari Moore, Drew Timmy, and Jason Gortman. I'm not sure if I got all those names right. Any relationship to this incident, perhaps, with the coach?
No, I think that's just roster stuff. Because, you know, the guy they're bringing in? The big dog son.
Yeah.
Glenn Robinson III. How about that? You know, his dad, you know, big dog was at 94. I think he was the number one overall pick for the Bucks and had that great run, you know, all those years back then. But yeah, this is, and he's a big guy. He's another big guy that they're bringing on. In terms of those other guys, I didn't see enough practices to, you know, quite figure out where they're fitting in. But those, you know, that's just John Horst kind of churning the bottom of the roster and picking up guys with a little bit more experience. But that's a great marketing thing, right? We got the big dog son out there too.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I've seen a lot of marketing already going on in Milwaukee. The city's excited about this remade Bucks team. What are expectations and are they fair? I mean, I'm hearing championship or bust, Mike. Is that fair? You know, we're not even starting the season yet.
It certainly is. I mean, and it started with Giannis, on the down low after the season. Then he does an article with the New York Times and he says, you know, look, I love Milwaukee. We won a championship there. Very proud of that. But, you know, moving forward, I've got to be on a team that I know is all in now and not thinking about the future or something else. I need, because nobody works harder than I do. It's a great story that Pat Connaughton talked about. You know, he's trying to get a job or maintain a job with the Bucks, and he'll go back to the gym at 7 o'clock, and there's one guy in there, and it's Giannis. I mean, that's how hard that guy works. So he kind of sent that signal out there, which had the Bucks sort of scrambling. I mean, they'd already re-signed Chris. They'd already re-signed Lopez. But it was a signal to the team, like, that's not enough. So what do? They end up getting the guy that Giannis picked first in the draft during the NBA All-Star game when he was the captain
for the East. And those are the kinds of moves that Giannis is talking about and the kind of effort he wants to see from everyone in the building, sending out that message. So as far as Giannis is concerned, yeah, we got cheated out last year. Sorry I got my back injury, but yeah. I could have come back. And, you know, Jrue Holiday should have been putting up more points.
Folks, you're listening to the Devils Advocates Radio Show. We've got our own sports reporter. He's Mike Clemens. Mike is giving us a little coverage on the Bucks, just so you know. Bucks final preseason game tipping off on six different civic media markets, including 107.7 WRCE Richland Center, 97.5 WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1260 AM WLAK up in Amory, 1400 AM and 99.9 FM, our flagship WRJN, 98.3 FM in Oshkosh, and also in the Northwoods, the Big Q, 98.3. Six different markets, Mike. We have made a big commitment to this Bucks team. I hope you're right, man. Championship or bust.
Hey, Mike, real quick. I know we talked about it before, but what is the contract status for Giannis today?
He hasn't signed the extension yet.
And does he have it in front of him? And what is there a deadline by which you must act? What's the scenario regarding the contract negotiations?
The last I was told was they thought it was going to happen in September. And right now, maybe he's in talks with Craig Council. It's like right now, you know, I don't need to sign that right now. for whatever reason, it's a huge deal, but I think these guys use it as leverage, you know?
Sure, yeah.
Mike, let me turn our attention to the Badgers. And before we talk football, there is a barn burner of a matchup in women's volleyball. The Badgers are 18-0. They're number one in the nation. They're playing against number two Nebraska. They're going out to Lincoln. My understanding is, Mike, tickets in the arena, $250 for upper deck tickets to a women's volleyball game.
Nice.
Big Ten Network will broadcast this one on Saturday night. And they're expecting perhaps the most watched event in women's volleyball this year. Mike, I know we don't normally go there, but this is one I might even watch.
Yeah, no, Cree, you're right. I think it's on FS1. And, gosh, that's even gone up about $100 more on those seats than the last time I checked with the brokers. And they're talking about they might be able to get as much as $400 or $500 per ticket with, like, the second or third row to watch this women's volleyball. But, you know, these are outstanding players. All of these kinds of sports seem to get more and more attention every year. They've got, you know, a transfer student that's helped them out with them. And, you know, this Kelly Sheffield, the longtime coach, is really getting his recognition. So is perfection. This women's volleyball team from UW-Madison has now won 30 straight sets, and they're 18-0. And the only team that's, you know, matched with them in the Big Ten is Nebraska. They're happen to be 18-0. I think the Badgers' schedule has been a little bit tougher. They'll play this one, and there'll be a little bit of a break, and then they start, you know, qualifying for who's going to roll their tournament. But, yeah, there's a huge amount of interest for this because there's so many good players out there.
Yeah.
Mike Clemens, the football game this weekend, Badgers, a little bit of a disappointing injury to our quarterback and obviously a disappointing loss to Iowa. Mordecai smashed his hand. I thought I had heard earlier this week his hand broken. He's got a pin in it. He's going to be out for probably the rest of the regular season for sure. Mike, the young guy that filled in for him, Locke, I think his name, Brandon Locke, I thought he did okay in his first throw in the fire. But Mike, what are expectations this week against sort of a downtrodden Illinois team led by a former Badger coach and Brett Bielema?
Well, Braden Locke looks like a pretty cool customer, that's for sure. The only thing, he's only thrown 31 passes, you know, at the college level so far, right? Right. In the backup. I think that, you know, that Luke Fickell's got to be seriously thinking that, you know, he's got to start looking at Braden Allen and get him back with a running game, you know, against this Illinois defense.
Let me interrupt only because I'm witnessing news going on in real time. There is a protest march going on down State Street in Madison right now in support of Palestine. It is a very large crowd. They're walking past our studios. I would guess many hundreds, perhaps thousands of people marching. Mike, sorry to interrupt. We've got a pro-Israel concert going on in the Wisconsin State Capitol grounds, and then we've got this counter pro-Palestine. It's described as protests going on. It's long, and it's a lot of people. But, Mike, back to the sports. Just want people to know it's going on in Madison, and roads are being blocked right now.
Yeah. So the Badgers are going to be in Illinois against Brett Bielema. And you know who's helping out Brett with coaching? Jim Leonard.
I know, that stings a little, Michael. I
mean, you know, these guys are just salivating to get the Badgers on their turf because, of course, Bielema came up to Madison last year, and when he rolled on the Badgers, that was the end for Paul Chryst. He was fired, I think, like the next day. So that's going to be a little bit of revenge on that. But Illinois, as best as I can, they're pretty good on defense. They're so on offense. They've got a quarterback named Luke Altmaier, and he's got a pretty good arm, but he tends to run with the football a lot. So I think you're going to see a ground game tomorrow in Champaign.
Well, we better, because I'm not sure if I trust the passing game. Mike Clemens, our fine sports reporter. Of course, everyone loves and lives for the Packers on Sunday. 3:25 start there in Denver, Mile High. Michael, Jordan Love, he's had a week off, a bye week. Tell me the kid's throwing better passes in practice this week.
You know, we hope so. They kicked us out when they really got to the good stuff, like they usually do. The thing that you want to see is this, and I asked this question yesterday to the guys, if Aaron Jones has now missed, you know, three of the last four games or so, why aren't you using 31? Why aren't you using this Emmanuel Wilson, who flashed during training camp, and you put on the roster? Why isn't he getting more snaps? And we asked LaFleur about it. He says, well, you know, he still hasn't got the pass protection down. The other things we ask running backs. But they've got to give A.J. Dillon a break, and they've got to get more speed out there. Now, we think this time Aaron Jones is going to play. But if he's on the field, that really helps out Jordan Love in terms of that, you know, the defense is not just playing the pass, but coming up to the line more. And that's going to open up guys like, you know, Luke Musgrave is tight end, or maybe even Christian Watson or Romeo Doubs, those guys.
What was the hell that LaFleur was giving Musgrave on the sidelines? 30 seconds, Mike. What can you tell us?
Just before that play, it was a 3rd and 8, and he ran the wrong route. And then they did a 4th and 1, and then he came over and just reamed him. And today we asked LaFleur about it. He says, oh, they caught that on TV? Yeah. Yeah.
Our fine sports reporter here at Civic Media, putting in the miles, he's Mike Clemens. You in Denver this weekend then, Michael?
I am, pal. We're taking off tomorrow.
We'll check in next week. Be safe in your travels. More Devils Advocates on the other side. Don't forget, Bucks final preseason game tipping off across the Civic Media Network at 7. And the Badgers, take them with on the stream, WRJN, our flagship, all across the Civic Media Network. We've made a big commitment to sports around here. And come back, we'll make a big commitment. The Airing Your Grievances, one final segment. And then, Dom, did I mention? Crudy's going to D.C. next week, taking the show on the road.
Oh,
more,
yeah.
Devils Advocates.
Trunk or treat, I'm going trunk or treating.
Terry, you got to be talking about one of the Halloween events coming up at both Green Bay area YMCAs, Saturday, October 28th. It's fun for the whole family and includes games, a costume contest, and of course, Halloween treats, my favorite.
Oh, and Todd, it's happening at the East Side YMCA from 1 to 4, then the West Side YMCA from 4 to 7. But the trunk or treat, well, that one's only on the East Side between 1 and 2. Decorate your car and the kids get treats from your trunk.
Sounds like a lot of fun, and it's all free. Would you rather help out? You can volunteer for any of the Halloween events on Saturday, October 28th at both Green Bay YMCAs.
Find all the information at greenbayymca.org. greenbayymca.org. Keeping you connected to your community, the talk of Green Bay, WGBW 1590 AM, 97.9 FM, and the Civic Media Radio Network.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999. And again, 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy skies tonight with a chance for scattered showers. Lows level off around 41. Northerly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Scattered rain showers likely tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 50. Cloudy skies expected. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 33. Mainly sunny skies and calm Sunday with daytime highs approaching 51. 55, chance for scattered rain showers Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 56.
Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
The Devil's Advocates, sausage making never looked so good.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, our last segment of the day. So if you got something to say, you got a grievance, want to air on this fine Friday, give us a call at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, want to thank our most recent guest, Mike Clemens, for helping us put a, you know, sort of a exclamation point on this Friday. Dom's phoning it in from the Love Shack edition. thank you to our sports reporter here at Civic Media, Mike Clemens, always a great addition on a Friday.
You know, he really is, and he's really good, and he's really dialed in. I really, really enjoy your time with Mike.
And don't forget, Milwaukee Bucks, we're starting tonight the preseason finale against the Grizzlies at Milwaukee tonight, about 7 o'clock, WRCE 107.7, WFHR 97.5, WLAK 1260 AM, WRJN, our flagship, Racine, Kenosha, Milwaukee, 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 98.3 FM, Oshkosh, or up in the Northwoods on the Big Q. Bucks game, tipping off at 7 o'clock tonight. Now we ain't done with the grievances either. 844-967-2789. John from Boaz, how you doing, John? Welcome.
Hey, John. Hi, how's everybody here today?
Well,
good, thank you, sir.
I got a little distracted, John, because we've got a big protest walking down the street, a big pro-Palestine protest,
yeah.
And we got loud pro-Israel concert going on in the square intermittently. So, John, if I get distracted, that's why.
Are they firing anything or tipping cars over yet or anything like that?
No, it's not like a Coon Creek scene.
This is actually matters. Well, it's actually about something.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, go ahead.
I have a grievance about our government, Joe Biden and Donald Trump. The last time Donald Trump was in the office, he had something going on with Iran, where Iran was blowing up some of our oil tankers. We were supposed to pound them back, but Trump said no. He caved in, and he became a really sly dog. He wouldn't do it. So now they're putting $80 billion in towards Iran. We're fighting the Russians. They're fighting the Ukrainians. $80 billion. Now, how many billion are we going to give to Israelites?
The
Do you know that the Arabs is a militant religion? Did you know that,
John? I'm gonna try to at least answer.
Don't
your,
even get me going, man.
I want to answer at least one of the questions and thoughts that John threw out there. He asked what the military aid from the United States towards the Israelis will be. My understanding is the president of the United States last night made an address and asked for a cumulative between the Ukraine and Israel, $105 billion in additional spending. Of course, there'd have to be a House of Representatives to actually approve that, right, Tom?
Well, because they control
a functioning House, a Speaker of the House. I see CJ, but CJ, you're banned at least until there's a Speaker of the House. 844-967-278. That might be a permanent ban.
Let me just throw out to John about the militant religion thing, man. You know, it's religion's the problem. As I've mentioned, I'm not going to get into it now, but you know, religion in and of itself doesn't make one militant. There's plenty of people that exercise and practice lots of religions that are not militant. And then there's militant wings of all sorts of religions. You know what I'm saying? So while I would certainly say religion is the problem, you know what I'm saying? Just because someone practices a particular religion doesn't make them an authoritarian extremist per se. But thanks for the call, John.
844-967-2789. A few more minutes for your grievances this Friday afternoon. Rico from Rock County, always a friendly fella. How you doing?
Hey, Rico.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, man.
I really enjoy Clemens' sports reporting. That guy's good. And I wouldn't expect anything less from, I wouldn't expect anything least from the, you know, greatest radio show ever. That's all I gotta say, you know.
We got the best friends, Rico. What can we say? It takes a village to make us great.
Hey, I was strolling around the dial and got stuck on an inferior project earlier this afternoon, and I did happen to hear one of our Wisconsin's finest, Fitzy, was on live this afternoon, Fitzpatrick.
And what was his plan for speaker?
Okay, let me tell you, I got it live. Quotes, if you want. I don't care. Hey, he said he voted for Jimmy 3 times. Because he thought that he was the best man to really take it to the Dems. See, that's their way. He's the kind of guy that's really going to really stick it to him, you know. And then he's thinking, you know, earlier with what you guys were saying earlier in the show, it's like, he's made a career of that. He's not passed any bills or legislation. He just makes a career out of owning the libs. He gets his time on right-wing media. That's the guy you want as a speaker. You know, and then earlier this week, they tried to blame the Dems, and I'm like, hey, what's going on here? Wait a second. We've had like 19 votes now, and every single time the Dems have unified together, worked as a party together, because there's all kinds of different people in that Democratic Party. You got to know that.
They are, yes.
Well, like 212 different people, if you do the math. Thank you, Rico. Want to sneak at least one or two more in. Pizza Box Mike, how you doing, fella?
Hey, Mike.
You know, just a shout out to Jim Jordan, from two-time champ to three-time chump. Doesn't appear to Jimmy. Yeah, you couldn't wrestle your way to the top, couldn't you? I do have a complaint. From now on, people, when we criticize a bad leader in a country, whether it's an ally or not, don't be calling us, you know, for Hamas or anything else. That Bibi Netanyahu is a total bastard. You know, the previous prime minister that I really liked in Israel was Prime Minister Rabin, who was assassinated for trying to make peace in the Middle East. So don't give us all this crap about your...
Assassinated by other Israelis, right?
Yeah, you know, yeah you're...
After Bibi Netanyahu refused to tone down the rhetoric, even though he was asked to by Israeli intelligence because there were credible threats against Rabin's life. Do you know that story? I learned that from Maggie Dawn. Now, Maggie Dawn would normally play next, but she's got to fill in. Anastasia, and I'm telling you, Anastasia's been killing it. So tune in today for Anastasia. She's next. And then stick around, Pizza Box Mike, unless you're in one of our many fine Milwaukee Bucks markets. Because the Bucks, they're tipping off at 7 o'clock on WRCE, WFHR, WLAK, WRJN, our flagship WISS, and the big Q of the North, 98.3. Dom, have a wonderful weekend. Thank you, Mike Clemens. Hope you enjoy the Love Shack. I'm going to mine next. See ya on Monday.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, GOAT, acronym, stands for greatest of all time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media.